and I'm chilling with Jay. Her and her flames, her and her life, her and her vibes. Cause she got perspectives, we're trying to share it, we're trying to feel them, we're trying to hear them out loud. For the crowd, for the soul, for your home.
Guys, welcome to the second episode of Perspective, the podcast featuring, well, I'm your host, Juicy Jane, Just Travel Jane, aka That Bitch, aka
That
Little
Bitch.
Baby Backwood. What else? Aka
Miss Global Thing.
Miss Worldwide.
Miss Worldwide.
Call me Mrs. Worldwide.
I literally wrote an essay on Just Travel Jane. I'm not kidding.
Oh, you really did. And you were supposed to send me your presentation and you never did.
Oh my god.
Wait, okay. But featuring the one, the only, introduce yourself.
It's me, it's Samantha.
AKA? Tag yourself, come on, play yourself in your music, right, bitch.
So my Instagram is at SamanthaXLL, my Twitter is at SamanthaXXLL. You can find me on Spotify, on Apple Music.
Period.
On SoundCloud.
Period.
Samantha Loren.
Oh my god, I'm gonna link you in the bio below because this shit's gonna blow up.
Just kidding.
Say something dramatic.
Just kidding. But I do love ASMR.
CBD's legal everywhere. They literally sell it online.
Sell it at the smoke shop right around my house.
Literally, and all you have to be is like 18, okay? And we are above 18.
Yes.
So, disclaimer. Dad, I'm not lying, I promise. Okay, so, Sam. How did we meet? Okay, I'm going to tell you how I think we met, and then you tell me how you think
we met. This is going to be interesting.
Okay, so high school, 9th grade. That was just it.
We had first period together. But wow.
How did we become friends, though?
I remember you from middle school.
But we weren't friends in middle school.
We weren't friends. I just remember flipping over, like, a whole ass cart, like a Target cart with you and Sierra.
Oh my god. Okay, so let's get into that. So
this is where I first ever saw you. We obviously went to
skipping, weren't we? Or did we leave? We just like walked. It was an early release day, bitch.
Okay, our middle school is right down the street from Target. And obviously, like, we're all adults. We know that we all go to Target for fun still. So that was exactly what we were doing in middle school, too.
It's just so different.
We were just broke back then, you know?
Like, we weren't even inside of Target at that point. We were in the parking lot.
We were literally in the parking lot just fucking around.
We were, like, the smallest ones.
Yeah. So they hop in the fucking shopping cart, and me and Jade start pushing the car, and we're like, let's just run. Let's just start running.
Let's not look in front of us. Let's just, like, run. No matter what, we're not gonna look, we're just gonna vibe, like, just vibes. That's all it was. And then our dumb asses,
so not even 3 seconds have passed, but
we run 15 steps, no joke, 15 steps, and that's it.
And there was a
sewer,
and we ran right over the sewer.
It's literally playing in my head right now. The wheel literally gets stuck. Okay, let me give you a very descriptive picture here. The wheel of the shopping cart, right? Us full force running.
Literally, like, we're holding on, pushing.
Running full speed. This wheel gets stuck in the shopping cart. The cart completely flips over.
I just remember, like, I had no time to think. I was just moving in the air, and I was like, whoa.
We literally flipped with it.
Literally full body.
All four of us on the floor, shopping cart on top of somebody, like.
The shopping cart was on top of poor Cece and poor Laura, and me and Jade are like, what? We just get up, and we look at each other, and we're like, what
super
the fuck?
Super confused, like, wait. And of course, our go-to thing is, like, to laugh. So at first, we're, like, giggling and shit.
And then we look at my girl, Laura, and oh my gosh, Laura.
I'm so sorry.
Laura's tooth.
Poor girl.
Laura's tooth had chipped
completely off.
Like completely whole front tooth off.
Gone. Oh, like gone. That poor girl. And my mom got so mad at her. And like you guys.
So Lara's mom was my ride home, guys. And
it was so bad.
And her mother is Dominican. A very strict Dominican mother, like, what the fuck were you doing fucking around at Target after school? So I just felt really bad because, like,
bro, that poor girl,
first she all, had just prettiest girl ever, like,
she's gorgeous,
like her tooth just chipped off and her mom is yelling at her in the back of the car, and I'm just there awkwardly, like, being dropped off home,
literally a Target cart flipped on top of
on her. It was,
and her mom, her first reaction,
literally, like, screaming wait. At her. She was like, oh my god, look, like, you're so pretty, like, you literally, look at you for fucking around, like, you fucked your tooth up, which that's is kind of girl. Fucked up in
and she respect. Left it like that for a while.
What happened?
They left it like that for a while too, the tooth.
Oh my god,
I felt so I don't bad. Remember yeah no it was like at least like a month, I feel
oh
like
oh my gosh, no way,
it was like a while because I felt guilty every time I saw her.
I'm aww. Sorry, it was the funniest shit ever, still. Bro. Like, no. Yeah, and then, of course, in high school, we got to high school.
High school is when we actually became, like, friends.
Like, ride or die.
Literally super ninth grade.
Mm-hmm. And we had first period together. Our first period was volleyball class, and we never played volleyball.
Wait, no, we had two classes together then, because we had Graham.
Yeah. We had Graham, yeah.
Something
sixth
like
period.
That. Sixth, yeah, or, like, sixth period. Or something. Bro, do you remember that one time?
I barely went to his class, so I can't really tell
I'm
you.
I'm going to bleep out a lot. I'm just going to bleep out a lot. Yeah, but yeah. Do you remember that one time? It was me, you, and, like, was it out of that school? And, like, we literally in class. And, like,
I was not there for
you were there.
I did not in high school.
You didn't, but I did.
Oh, you did?
But you were there.
I was there.
And then Graham literally, like, saw it and came up to us. And I was, like, I was, like, touching right here. And I was, like, I feel like my heart's beating out of my chest. And he was like, oh, are you guys fucking good? With his little golf club that he used to walk around with. Like,
first of all, he smoked weed every day before class.
Like, he would come. Absolutely. It was so obvious.
He would literally come to class smacked, which, as you should, because you're dealing with 40 kids in a portable.
40, 17, 16-year-olds.
Yeah, like in a small-ass portable, and we're not doing shit.
Ever.
We're all cheating. First of all, we're all cheating.
First of all, you're a coach. They always have, like, those few coaches that they're like, hey, yeah. Listen, I need you to be, like, a history teacher or a math teacher. Yep. Like, this man was not and, like, after I was a teacher, I realized they really don't care about experience. They put me in a class of 8th graders, and I told them I only want, like, 4-year-olds and younger because I'm bigger than them.
Yeah, of
8th graders are taller than me, so they're intimidating to me, you know?
Yeah.
This is the first time I rolled in.
Another reason why the school systems in America are fucked up, but that's another conversation.
No, literally so fucked. They don't give a fuck about, like, who's the actual person educating
that's
you.
Insane. If
they,
and like, it's so crazy because your parents literally send you to school, like, okay, like, go have fun learning. Something. And meanwhile, we're...
I don't remember learning anything in high school,
I didn't learn shit in high school, and that's exactly why I left.
Not a single thing I learned. Yeah, I did not learn a single thing.
I dropped out of high school and I got my GED because I was not...
Worth it.
About...
It
I
makes
was
sense.
Literally not about. And I got my GED, and it literally doesn't even say GED. It says high school diploma on it.
Period.
So that's a little loophole for everyone who fucking hates high school. You don't need that shit. I'm over
you
here
getting... You genuinely don't have to go.
You don't have to go. I'm over here getting my degree in college, guys, so...
Are you ready?
The more you know.
Okay, so what was your most memorable experience at Everglades? Yeah, you kind of have to hit it a little hard. I rolled it too tight, but that's fine.
That's good. Okay, so my most memorable experience at Everglades... It was definitely being with you... And Yara. You did really crazy shit in high school. I don't know why at that age your brain is just like rebel against literally everything.
Everything. Literally every single thing.
Scares the shit out of me because I have a daughter now.
I know.
Scares the living shit out of me because
You live though. You're here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm fine.
It's all experiences. Yeah.
Most memorable. Okay, the first time I smoked, it was actually the second time I ever tried weed. But it was dead ass with you and Yara.
When we were in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Oh my god.
With a homemade bong, which was a Gatorade bottle.
A Gatorade bottle, aluminum foil on the top.
And a straw.
And a literal straw. No, not even a straw. It was like a pen. And I like took the pen thing out of it. It was like a makeshift like bong here.
Yeah. Yes. So that was one of my most memorable. Fucking skipping. Like, I only have memories of, like, us doing bad things, like, just skipping class.
And, but, in retrospect, was it actually bad?
No, it wasn't, because I had so much fun. Like, I don't even care. We had so much fun
together. I think about high school, I think more so, because we weren't ever, like, in danger. Mm-mm. That's the thing. We were just being stupid, like, but, like, stupid in a good way almost, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, when I think of high school, I didn't learn anything, but the experience in and of itself.
Yeah. And obviously, like, I didn't experience high school the way you did.
Yeah, not at all.
Because I was just like, I'm going to go work and, like, make money and get a degree. Like, I could not, you guys. High school was such a toxic environment for me. It was horrible.
Why?
Because of the people of the adults. Like, the adults are literally, they don't really care.
Not in the slightest.
They don't give a fuck. They're there to get paid. They do,
literally.
I'm not gonna sit here and say, like, oh, every teacher doesn't give a shit, or, like, every teacher's, you know.
Because generally, they'll give anybody a job.
I got, like, yeah, they will.
Like anybody. Like,
we saw Mr. Like, first of all, to hit on, like, every little girl that walked past him, and it was him making, like, pretending to watch out, but you're really just staring at my ass.
Bro.
So it's really fucked up. And I, like, got bullied in school a lot.
Did you? By who?
Bullying, but, like, people just talk so much shit about me and made up the craziest rumors about me. And then, yeah, I felt like at the end I was really isolated and, like, everyone was against me. And it would be just because, like, you know, little boys are lying on their dicks, or, like, little girls are just mad, and they're literally like, she's a hoe, upset. She's a thought, like,
make up anything in their head. Oh, yeah, to make, I heard
so
sense.
And so fucked her.
Oh, I saw her walking to Target. Bro, with, like, I have three guys heard or something.
Crazy rumors about me having, like, threesomes at, like, 15, like, oh, like, just crazy, crazy shit. And I'm, that's just like, crazy. I literally don't even date anyone in this school. Like, I don't talk to anyone in this school.
Well, in retrospect, now that we're, like, we're adults and we can reflect on it and everything, all of that really says more about the person saying it than it ever did about you.
No, 100%. You know? I am so really grateful for getting to experience high school in some sort. You learn from everything.
In high school, especially Everglades, though, to be specific,
yeah,
everyone would take everything at face value. So it's, like, if you would say something negative, they'd just be like, ah, oh, shit, I believe it. But if you were to say something positive, they would be like, oh, prove it.
Yeah, it didn't really make a lot of sense.
It quite literally made zero sense. It's like, oh, da-da-da-da. Let's say, like, oh, my video just hit 10 million views. Oh, prove it. Show me. I want to see it. But it's like, oh, this girl fucked, like, 6 guys yesterday. Yeah. Oh, I believe it.
I believe it, right? It, like, doesn't no make questions. Any sense. And that just sucks, because I feel like that just comes with being a woman in general. Like,
especially with women. Literally,
but it's worse when, like, you're a little girl, like, a young girl growing up. And
especially in South Florida,
I hate,
bro,
that, like, shit.
It's just so different.
You know, but I feel like when you're growing up and, like, people are trying to slut shame you, and then on top of that, slut shaming you for shit that's not even true.
Like, didn't even happen, yeah.
And, like, yeah, of course, no fucking 14, 15, 16-year-old girl wants to feel like everyone is against her.
And they can't think the way that, like, we're thinking now, like, of completely, course. Like, openly, logically, especially with the experience that we've acquired over the time and everything. Okay, so we're going to segue into, I don't think we need an icebreaker at all. Anyway, so we're gonna move on. We're gonna talk about your singing career.
Ooh.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, so what projects that you can speak about openly to the public?
Yeah. Okay.
Are you working on right now?
Okay, so I'm working on an EP, just of some old songs, of some new songs.
What's just the vibe?
Just basically some heat. Okay, I don't want to box myself in, because I eventually hope to sing in Spanish, and I want to do, like, rock and just every genre.
That's
ever.
Exciting.
So, I don't know, but a lot of my shit is, like, R&B, soul, and, like, lo-fi-y, electronic-y, A lot of people compare me to okay, so my biggest influences are, like, The Weeknd, Janae, Party, SZA, and those are, like, people I get compared to a lot. So I guess something along those lines. But okay. I'm still Samantha. I'm still Samantha Lauren. So, like, it's still me.
What's your writing process?
I do not have one.
Do you just, like...
Okay, so, to be honest, for me as an artist, and if you're an artist, I don't know if you can relate to this, or maybe just give out pointers under this video, but writing was one of the biggest challenges for me with my music, because I'm very, like, I have a really good ear for music, and I use my voice as an instrument, and that's really all it's ever been to me, right? But when I realized that I had to go into this process to create, like, where I had to write, it was really hard. It was really hard for me to put lyrics over a melody at first.
Why do you think so?
I can't tell you for the life of me. I couldn't tell you why. Girls like me are fucking pretty. Okay, wait, I'm in my rapper.
I was gonna say, you're rapping and you're not singing. I was expecting, like, Samantha Loren, but, like,
then, okay, like, I'm, like, shy. Like, I get scared.
Don't be shy. Okay, should I give you an actual
Okay. Yeah.
Don't worry.
I can do it. Because, okay, this is the thing. So, you asked me about my writing process. It's, I can sit down and write now. I've grown into my music more over the years, but I'm, like, really in my element when I'm behind the mic in the booth. Okay. And then that's where I can freestyle, because shit will flow so like that.
Close your eyes, forget my words. Okay, cool. I'm gonna play this beat. This is the first time she's ever hearing the beat. Okay. And you just go with the flow. These are ads. And we don't do free ads here. We don't do free ads. Sponsor me, bitches. Allstate. Fucking Allstate.
Are you in good hands?
Oh my god. Everything is just
Are you? Rockin' with just okay.
Act up by night. Keep going crazy.
Woke up this morning. Thoughts of you in my head. Of you in my head. Tell me, baby, why you acting like that lately? It's feeling like you're going crazy on me, on me, on me. And you don't know what to do. And I'm chilling with Jay. Her flames, her and her life, her and her vibes. Cause she got perspectives, we're trying to share it, we're trying to feel them, we're trying to hear them out loud. For the crowd, for the soul, for your home.
Okay. Oh my god, Sam, wait, what?
Okay, wait.
No, that was like a whole thing that just happened.
Okay, so wait. So that's what it's like when I'm in the booth.
Wait, no.
Wait, but did you like... I put so much pressure on myself. Like, I don't view myself or hear myself how other people hear me, so I never know. I'm my biggest critic.
I want to play it back. You just made a song.
I did.
That was like beautiful.
For perspective, because that's what this is. It's Perspective Podcast with Jade. So that's a glimpse of
her writing process.
Yeah, I freestyle all my shit, and that's what comes out the best. That's what'll like.
Oh.
So it's like when I'm in my booth, I'm very much in my element.
Okay, so now I want to ask you about another huge part of your life, obviously.
Yeah.
London, tell us about her. Tell us everything about her.
I just had a baby almost 8 months ago.
Already.
In the peak of a pandemic. It was fucking crazy.
Already,
it was
bro.
Insane. But I have the most chill, beautiful, smart baby girl on the planet. Like, I am so proud of her. I'm so proud of her. And she hasn't done anything. She's broke and she doesn't pay bills. But I'm so... Like, she's broke. She can't offer anything. But her
she's
love.
She's broke and she doesn't,
like,
pay bills.
My broke bestie. Like, she just looks at me with so much love. And she's so smart. And I love being a mom. That's
it's what I crazy, say. Isn't it?
Yeah, like, I feel like I tell people I feel like a tree because I like I grew something inside of me and she's here and like now course. It's just gonna keep branching out. I feel like the root.
You are the root. Realistically, you are the root. You just started a whole new family.
Like a bloodline. Whole new,
like literally.
Like a whole bloodline.
This is you now.
I know. It's really insane.
And that's so exciting though. Like
she
that's
is
so exciting.
She is Haitian and Dominican. She is from a whole island, the island of Hispaniola.
Literally the entire island. The whole from island. Both sides, yeah. Bitch. Both
so
sides.
It's amazing. I'm so like just blessed. I'm so blessed to have her.
Okay, so
I one thing I will say is that I love that you're always on your grind. That's such a Capricorn-ass mindset to be in. Shout out to all my Caps.
Bro, I literally can't not. Like, I've been working full-time since I was, like,
yeah, me,
18. And I've been working since I was 16.
Yeah, I know. And that's another thing I can relate to. Like, I've been working for...
Oh, shit.
Right. Oh, yes. Yeah, shout out to all my Capricorns. Oh, yeah, we've working since we were, like, 15, 16 years old.
Literally.
Yeah.
And it's like, at that point, it's like, I had to because I moved out. And like, my dad was like, oh, you moved out to like buy, you know, like pay your bills. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you want a car? Here's my old car. But like, pay your insurance, pay everything.
Yeah, that's how, yeah.
So I really had no choice, but in a good way.
It teaches you a lot, I guess.
Oh, for sure. Because like, I wouldn't be where I am right now. A lot of people can't even imagine paying what like I pay for rent, and that's
yeah. Nothing. And it's like, just different. Like when you're working as like a teenager, you know, like full time too. Because we were working like full time
for $8
like
40 an
hours
hour.
A week for like minimum wage.
Literally, you very know? Minimum. Like,
it just teaches. Minimum. It just teaches you so much, and like I feel like
minimum in 2016. On top of that,
girl, it was bad. It was bad. I was like, I was working in food, like so. I was working in a restaurant, and they.
Where were you working?
It was like a little like salsa fiesta. I don't know. It was like a little Mexican place.
I feel like I know what it. I feel and like I've heard of it.
They started me like as cashier, and then they like I would serve, and then eventually I worked my way up to like manager, and they still didn't want to pay me. Mind you, I'm like.
But you as a server, you weren't making money.
I was, but mostly in tips. Like
it's always
it's
tips.
Always
of
tips.
Course.
You
it's
know?
Always tips, of course.
And
that's why
it's not like
location.
A big it's not like a big chain restaurant. That's the thing. It's like it's a franchise. So
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like how much can you really make in like a franchise type
it's
shit?
Like, who
if you're not like a
like,
poppin' big
this,
ass restaurant,
exactly,
like you know
who knows this place.
So it was small and it was cool though. Like I worked a lot, I made my money, I would work doubles back to back, like and I just feel like when you're that young and you see how hard it is, like to work for your fucking money, like work it just teaches you like to go hard as fuck on whatever the fuck you want to do.
And even just seeing that like little amount of money at the time, it was just like, oh, like
I can make so much more.
Like, bro, I have $150. Like, I just got $150. Mm-hmm. Do you know what this means? We can go to the movies 10 times.
Yeah,
literally.
And it's so funny though, like I had like a lot of random ass little jobs here and there. I don't know if you can relate. I'm sure you can.
Oh
and it's
my
like
God.
I think back and I'm like, was that time in my life even real? But I'm still like,
bro,
that.
I was a preschool teacher.
I know. Yeah, I've worked in a preschool before too for like 2 days.
That's crazy. I potty trained 22-year-olds.
That's crazy.
That's
girl.
Ridiculous. And I'm like a server on South Beach now. Like,
I know.
Okay, so now we're gonna segue into a game. This is like real.
This is real.
Raw.
This is.
These are fine. I'm exactly where I'm supposed. Listen, guys. Literally, Sam texts me. She's like 15 minutes away. I just left work. I'm driving. I'm 2 minutes from my apartment. I physically see my building. I'm coming around the corner, getting off the highway, and my car literally spins out and like hits a tree. And then I'm like,
my friend almost died on while I was on my way to her crib. God, like,
literally.
If like angels aren't protecting you, like, there's just no other explanation. Like this, like guys,
bro.
My friend is blessed.
Do you know how crazy that is, though? Like, what?
I would have died, Jade. Like, I would have died if something happened to you. Like while I was driving to your house. Like, I would have literally lost my shit.
And this is, like, the first time we're seeing each other.
And this
in
is, like,
months.
The first time I'm seeing you, like,
that's
in a really
crazy.
Long time. Yeah.
It's not even 6 months. It's, like, way before that. I just moved here 6 months ago.
Yeah, it was way...
That's
I can't...
Crazy.
I honestly feel like the last time I saw you was in Orlando in 2019.
I believe that.
I literally think that was the last
I believe
time I
that.
Saw you.
Wait, that's crazy.
That
I
was a long time ago,
that.
Yeah. Dwayne's
what
on Twitch right
do?
Now.
Dwayne, yeah. Oh, I miss.
Should we
Bro,
should we just like say, I'm with you. So anyways, guys, follow YoWayne305 on Twitch.
Boom, boom, bat.
Yeah, YoWayne305.
How does Twitch even work?
I don't know. But I downloaded it because he was like, can you just subscribe to me? I was like, fuck yeah. And I enjoy watching people play video games because I have brothers. So that's all I did growing up. I would literally watch them play video games. I don't even care to play. It's just fun to watch people play.
Look, people are already like sending emojis.
I know. He's famous.
He's famous. Your makeshift.
I said your tripod. It works though. It's functional. I'm with Jade. You are on Perspective Podcast.
Hello.
Little bitch. Literally my best guy friend calling me bitch all day long.
I love it. Oh my god. Oh my god, I keep talking. Hey,
it's
Wayne. Oh, he can't hear me,
no.
Obviously. Bro, my camera
won't
What's good? What's good?
What's good? I'm on the podcast.
What up?
You on the podcast right now. Bro. He can't hear us, guys, but I'm typing.
I don't even know what we talked about.
I don't
know
what we said. That's why I'm like, I just remember talking about us being like 15 and doing drugs.
I feel like that was it. What else? London. It's super funny because, they're just paying for me to call them a bitch. They're coming to that restaurant, not for the food.
That's a job I would love to do.
But it's
every
like
day.
Quite literally just for me to call them bitches. Hey bitches, how are we doing? Like,
so funny.
It's like, it's so crazy. Cause
it's an experience.
Guys with a lot of like toxic masculinity, they'll come and you can just like strip it away from them. Hey, bitch. And they're just like...
They can't do shit about it.
Exactly.
Okay, men deserve nothing. Oops.
Literally. Quite literally.
I said it. We all thought it.
She's saying what you're thinking now. Yeah. So we're going to end the podcast with a game.
Okay, let's play a game.
But our game is going to be two truths and a lie. You first.
Yeah. Okay, me first.
There's going to be two rounds. The winner takes a hit. And the loser takes it.
I have
after.
To win now. Okay, two truths and a lie. My favorite color is red. Oh my god, I don't know anything about myself.
Bro.
Who like, am
while,
I?
While you're talking, I'm like, what the fuck am I even gonna say? My lights right now are... I'm gonna be like red, and yeah. You're gonna be like, lie.
You're gonna be like, lie. First of all, you're lying. Okay, my favorite color is red. I want to live in the mountains one day. And I still want my first car to be a Mustang. Well, I still want a Mustang. That's what I meant. But it's like when I get one, I'm gonna act like it's my first car.
Okay, so that's obviously a truth.
That's a truth. Okay, so which is the lie?
Your favorite color is not red.
Damn, you're calling me.
You wanna know how it was so obvious?
I know I fucked up. The second it was
because I giggled.
Oh bitch. If you go back,
it was because you literally gave so much detail on the other ones. You were like, oh, let's see, what do I know about myself? Well, one day I want to live in the mountains, but like also I really want a Mustang, so when I get one.
Oh, but like, damn, you're good at this shit.
Yay! Okay.
She got me. Okay.
Oh my god. Okay, here we go. I don't know if you paid attention. If you paid attention, it'll be an easy lie.
Okay.
Oh wait, no, I just gave it away.
Well, there's that.
Fuck. Okay, damn it. I was thinking about it for a long time too, and it was a good one. I was gonna get you. Okay, fuck. Okay,
it's hard.
I was born in Louisiana. I moved when I was 4. My favorite color is purple.
You moved when you were 4?
Bitch, do I look like I'm from Louisiana?
I don't know, girl, because, like, Div was born in, like, Memphis. Yeah, so that shit, like, trips me out. That shit's so, random. It just makes it more believable.
When I hear that, you have no idea. I literally get goosebumps. Yeah, I'm like, wait, what? That's just, so like, the most
random shit ever.
That's just random.
But where were you born?
Atlanta.
That's fucking true. But my memory's fried from all the fucking...
You said, actually, you're right about that.
No, you... Yeah.
I can confirm that.
No, but I do remember. I just remember being from Atlanta.
Yay.
Like, from high school days.
I don't remember.
It's okay, though. I failed, though. I thought
it's okay.
But, yeah, being born in Memphis.
Where were you born?
I was born in New York.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
New York, New York.
Ow, that makes sense. New York, now we're... Whoa. Sounded like an earthquake. Whoa, guys, there was just an earthquake. Are you okay?
Earthquake? Grandpa, it's not an earthquake. Please, God, I hope you know what I'm talking about. Earthquake? Grandpa, it's not an earthquake. Please tell me you know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Are you serious? Have you ever seen Freaky Friday?
Well, yeah.
Do you remember when, like...
No.
Do you remember when, like, Lindsay Lohan and her mom shook the room? Oh, yeah,
because when they...
RIP Pop Smoke, first of all, because they did. I shook the room when they were switching bodies. And they came out and they're like, did you guys not feel that earthquake? So, the grandpa starts freaking out.
My camera's dead.
He's like, earthquake, earthquake.
Grandpa!
And the little boy's like, Grandpa, there's not an earthquake.
So, like, when was the last time you watched Freaky Friday? Because why is that so, like...
I kid you. I mean...
It's embedded in
But that
in
was,
you.
Like, embedded in my childhood, same
it's
shit.
It's embedded in you.
But I actually did watch it, like, a couple months back. I'm, like, a
maybe
sucker.
You should watch it.
I'm, like, a sucker for, like, watching my childhood
like,
shows over and over.
Me too. Don't worry. Same.
Like, I'm watching Drake and Josh right now.
Okay, well, you win.
What? Okay, cool.
The guest was.
Even though I lost, guys.
You win in my head. It's okay.
Would you like a bottle of water?
Did you see that? I saw that.
Bottle of water. I lost my shit.
Americans.
Bottle of water.
Brits.
Bottle of water. Stop. I wish I had a British accent. I honestly, like, listen, my daughter's name is London, okay?
Bro, my cousin, she did an American accent once, and it was actually really good. She lives in London.
Yeah.
I should put that in there.
Yeah, no, I figured.
Yeah, right?
But honestly, like, the Brits are cool. Like, I just... There's never a time where I meet a British person and I'm like, I don't want to be your friend. Like, I just automatically wouldn't be your friend.
Sometimes, like, I just want them to stop talking, though. I just really? Want them to turn off the accent.
It's so funny. Like,
I
live for it.
Because, like, I don't know. To me, now it's a joke. Because, like, I just, like, hop in it randomly. Like, I'm like, excuse me.
I know, me too. Like, it's just, like, I just really turn on the accent.
Right?
For fun.
And, like, now if I hear them talking and I'm on the phone with them for, like, 25 minutes, I'm like, okay, when are they going to stop the accent? Like, I know they're just kidding.
I grew up watching, like, British, like, cartoons. And, honestly, British cartoons are the best. Like,
what's a British cartoon?
Like, girl, Peppa Pig.
Oh, Peppa.
Peppa and George.
They love Peppa at the
preschool.
And
Mommy Pig and Daddy Pig.
Mommy Pig and Daddy Pig.
And Charlie and Lola. Did you watch
Charlie and Lola? Yeah, I did.
That was my shit.
Bro. My cousins that live in London right now, they were born in France. And then since it was, like, my first time in London that time, I was like, Dora. I just felt like fucking Dora exploring all over the place. And she's like, oh, that melody sounds so familiar. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's Dora.
It's
like,
Dora.
I know you know Dora. And she's like, oh, it's... And she says it in French.
Dora, oh.
No, she says it in French. And she's like... I'm like, that's not... She's literally Mexican teaching Spanish.
Yeah, there's been a,
How are you gonna put a French accent on a Mexican woman?
I don't know if you've seen those videos of SpongeBob on Twitter where they put, like... them repeating the same scene over and over again in like different languages.
I haven't been on Twitter in a while.
It sounds complete. Oh yeah, like they haven't. They haven't. They sound completely different. It's like literally not how I grew up watching SpongeBob.
I want to hear it because the way she sang it, even the song, there was no melody. It didn't sound right. It wasn't do 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 do. It was like, I can't say it.
Yeah, the voiceovers are always very strange, I feel. But I feel like that goes for any like country who has like shows where there's where voiceovers have to be done, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But now I love like foreign films and everything. My favorite show, well, yeah, all around, definitely top 10, Money Heist. And that's a, I think it's like a,
I haven't seen it.
Wow. Bella Chow.
Yeah, I've heard really great things about that show. I'm like into
It's so good. I listen to that song all the time. Dip literally can tell you 6 a.m. I'm blasting it in the shower.
She would always tell me about all the shows you guys would watch. I have a very weird taste in like television show. I like sci-fi, honestly. That's what I watch the most.
I like sci-fi.
Like just very futuristic shit.
Have you seen Arrival?
The Arrival.
Is it what?
It's a movie
with the alien.
I love that movie so much.
I love that movie. She killed that part.
She's an amazing actress. Amy Adams is amazing. I've seen it so many. I literally rented it. Like, girl, I love that. Was an amazing movie.
I love that movie. Mm-hmm. I show everybody that movie.
It was fire.
It's so good. So and good. I feel like it's so realistic because like everywhere else they show aliens as like basic aliens, yeah. But there they showed like an actual like
another life form.
Yeah, like they presented completely it. Different. Yeah. Like. And it makes sense.
And it was just crazy because, like, she had the ability, you know, like, to, like, she was already, she already had, literally, and they, all they did was help her channel that. Like, she literally saw her future.
They're like, I'm giving you a tool, I'm literally just teaching you how to use it.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was an amazing, I put my dad on, and he was like, that shit was good.
It's so real. It's real. Yeah. It's happening. Nothing can tell me that.
That's not going to happen. It's not fake.
No, it's like happening already. Mm-hmm. It probably already happened.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Let's get into like all that shit. Like,
bro,
I'm psychic and no one, like, I don't talk about it because people think I'm crazy, but like I'm literally, I saw London's face before I had her.
Oh, that's
years
beautiful.
Before I got pregnant.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
But that's beautiful.
And this is the craziest thing. So when I was younger, I was reading a book, and one of the girls in the book, her name was Lux. And ever since, I was like, I want to name my daughter Lux. And I told Mick, and he was like, no, Sam. And I was like, okay, fine. But this was a name I always had in my mind for years. And when I was pregnant, I was on FaceTime with Div's mom one day, and she was like, oh my God, it was after my gender reveal. She's like, congratulations, you're having a girl. What are you naming her over here? We're just calling her Lux Me. And I was like, oh my God, like that, yeah, shit. Like, wait, I literally got chills, and I was like, why did you guys think of that? And she was, and Lakshmi is the goddess of, I believe it's wealth and fortune.
Oh my God.
In Hinduism. And I was like,
wait, that's crazy.
It was insane. Like, and I obviously.
That's a beautiful connection. I love when shit just lines up like that.
In my dream, when I saw my daughter's face as a newborn, I remember I was presenting her to her father, and I was like, this is Lux. So when she said that, I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, that shit's crazy.
So you literally saw her as your child. It wasn't just like
as much. Like, I know, like, I remember so specifically my dream. I walked to my house, and I walked to my backyard, and Mick was sitting outside with his friend. Like, they were literally just hanging out in my backyard, and I walked through my back door, and I was like, this is our daughter Lux. And I like, it's crazy, like I could cry thinking about it, but I literally saw a glimpse of her face as a newborn, and she looked like that as a newborn when she came out.
That's crazy.
And ever since I'm like, okay Sam, like, you're not tripping. Like,
yeah, like that's like the most validation you could ever get. Like, yeah. Literally, like,
and obviously I didn't go with Lux, but her name still starts with an L, which is like, her name's London.
Close enough. It's still pretty. It's a really,
yeah,
pretty,
and
like,
that's, I couldn't see her as anything.
Why did
else
you choose
London?
London.
Actually, I chose London because I met a little girl named London when I was on vacation, and it was so cute. Like, she was so cute, and I was like, aww. I like the name London, so
it works. I love it.
And like, yeah, aww, it's different. I don't know, so any. Sweet. I wanted her name to be like different. in London's like a pretty common name, but I don't know. It's not super common. Like, I don't know anyone named London.
Honestly, me either. If you say London, I just think Timpton.
Yeah, everyone does. But, like, that works. And then that not Mint Going, literally dropping a song called London Tipton while I was pregnant.
Love that.
And love it that. Was literally already after we chose her name. He was like, wait, but there was, like, no correlation. I'm like, all right.
It works. It literally aligns.
Yeah.
See, he drops the song, you meet the girl.
I don't even care. Like, London Tipton is someone I would.
Bad bitch. An aspiration. Her closet. And
a fashion icon.
Yeah. Literally.
So go ahead, London.
I saw it.
I love that. Affirmation. I love that.
Okay, so we're gonna end it here.
We're gonna end this.
This was a great podcast. What would you like to plug in at the end?
I'm gonna plug my IG, which is at SamanthaXLL. My Twitter at SamanthaXXLL. TikTok SamanthaXLL. Oh, I don't know what else. Apple. Yeah, you have to follow me. It's a lot of London content.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And then, if you want to hear my music, check me out. You can find me on Apple Music, Samantha Lauren, Spotify, Samantha Lauren, SoundCloud, Samantha Lauren. And I think Tidal too, but...
Yay! Amazon Music. Okay, and I'm going to put links in the description so you guys can check that out. Okay,
so... I had so much fun. This was fun.
This was like the smoke sesh version of Perspective. And I can guarantee that Sam's probably going to be on another episode.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Yay!
Thank you for having me. This is an honor to be here. Yeah, I love you and your space. So
that's so exciting. And I'm like alive to do this right now.
Yes, and we are blessed to be here. And I'm just...
So this is cool. Yeah. This is fun. Okay, we needed this. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
See you next week. Or hear you, or talk to you, whatever.
Love you.